Team Sane. I want you to sit back and enjoy the show.
Yo.
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on with you, big dog?
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. How you feeling? You all right?
I'm good, baby. How you feeling?
Man, you know me. I can't call it at all. I'm chilling right now, big dog. Happy to be on the show. You know what I'm saying? Looking to get into this topic, these topics today.
Yeah, I've been waiting on this here, man. In-depth interview with D. Sewsbury, my new co-host with me in the Insanity Room. I want everybody to say hello, give a big Insanity Room welcome to our new co-host, D. Sewsbury. Let the people know what's going on with you, baby.
Man, you know, I'm chilling right now, big dog. You know, I was doing a lot as far as the music goes. Like, I've been editing videos. I've been working on my music, working on my craft, but then when you reached out to me and told me about the Insanity Room co-host opportunity, I had to hop on that. So right now I'm just, you know, as you know, working on stuff to try to help better the show that we're going to be, the content that we're going to be putting out. But other than that, that's about it, man.
Shit, now I can feel that, man, because I ain't going to lie to you. You've been a big old help in the Insanity Room, man. Like, you really taking the show to a whole new level for me, and I can't do nothing but give you appreciation for that. You know what I'm saying? Another thing I want to tap on and talk to you about is these wildfires that's going on out there by y'all, man. Are you okay? You know what I'm saying?
I am, actually. So where I'm at, I'm in the Bay Area. So I'm in San Francisco, actually. It's surrounded by a bunch of water. So the wildfires don't impact where I'm at. That's mostly like Southern California. Right. But my heart goes out to them. I mean, I can only imagine how that is. But luckily, I don't have to deal with that in my backyard right now. But
yeah,
it's not to say any other natural disaster could happen to come impact us. But we good out here as well as that.
That's good to hear right there, man. I'm glad to hear that because, you know, I've been seeing a lot of stuff on the news about, you know, wildfires. Not only that, I had tapped into some stuff earlier about the Hurricane Dorian. I gave people some background on me.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, with Hurricane Katrina and us with the Hurricane Katrina, how things were. So I know how it is to go through a natural disaster. Not to mention when I came up here to Baton Rouge, I went through Hurricane Gustav and through a flood in 2016. So, you know, natural disasters ain't nothing new to me. So my heart goes out to all them. You know what I'm saying? Now, with that being said, I give everybody, you know what I'm saying, the utmost condolences, my deepest respect. I hope everything turned out right, and I hope God has a plan for everything that's going on. Now, I want to get up off this subject because I don't want to keep it to where it's being all, you know what I'm saying, fucking depressing shit, because this is the Insanity Room. So weird.
Yeah, you gotta get inside.
Yeah, it's time to turn the fuck up. Now let's talk about some of the music you've been putting out, man. Like, I've been listening to that Wave, man. That motherfucker, that retarded, man. What's the concept?
Yeah,
of that,
man,
song?
That's one of my favorite right there, man. Like, one of my favorite songs I've ever wrote. And it's funny because that song is older, like. But, you know, I've been trying to get back to that, like making timeless stuff, you know, things that just don't go out of style. Because sometimes I listen to it, okay. I could tell I was in like an era, I was going through this phase, but some stuff that I put out back in those days, timeless, and I'm just trying to put out a lot more things like that. But Waves, that song, that's one of my favorite songs I've ever
Man, did. I be on that man, motherfucker like crazy, bro. And I put everybody that I'm with on that motherfucker, man, because that bitch is retarded. You know what I'm saying? And
I appreciate that, big dog, for real. I mean,
just keep doing your craft, man. You just keep doing your craft. Hey, one thing I want to ask you, though, before we get into the music thing. Now, I've been out this motherfucker, man, and, you know, I'm an older cat, and time changed. I'm seeing these motherfuckers talking about, everybody on these records talking about they smoking good and all this other shit. What's up with these skinny-ass blunts that people calling good, man?
bro, let me tell you something, bro. I don't know what's up with that. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a way that people who don't really have it like that want to pretend like they got it like that, and they want to keep the illusion that they smoke a lot. So they roll these skinny ass blunts up, and it just make it seem like the quantity of them make it seem like they have a lot, but they really don't.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know what's up with those small ass blunts.
Really killing me, man, because I all my time I've been knowing, you know what I'm saying? Fuck, I get a gram, I'm gonna roll that bitch up in a cigar, and I'm gonna smoke the whole thing. Motherfucker, come with a.
Just like
and
that.
Break that bitch down, and you be smoking a toothpick, and then bitch be asking you, "Is you high yet?" No, nigga, ain't high.
Bitch, I'm highly upset. Look, I came over here for this shit. You know
I don't smoke nothing but good, nigga. You need to get on some Reggie, cause the good you smoking ain't shit. I'm smoking cigar. What? These niggas just
smoking straight paper, dog. Straight
cigar, tight ass shirts. The fucking generation today, man, that's why I'm glad we got you out here to show these boys how it's supposed to be done. Don't rep shit that you can't do, man. Good motherfucker.
Man, that's why I said. I always tell you all the time, big dog, man. Mean what you say and say what you mean. Like,
and I feel that.
I think I grew up in like a great generation. I was born in 94. So like for me, I feel like I still get a piece of like the older people, you know, I'm still on that.
Right.
And I also get a chance to kind of relate to the younger people too. I'm like right on that middle barrier, you know
right.
what I'm
saying?
Right. And I feel like right now is a prime time. Because them new niggas, them 2000, baby, oh, them niggas is weird.
Yeah, man, that's why I feel Uncle Ruckus would he be saying that. Don't trust them new niggas over there, man, because them new niggas.
Man, you can't trust them new niggas, but them new man. Niggas is deadly. And they just weird. Like, and not only are they weird, like, I think they lose a touch on how to be a man, because even when niggas was being gangster back in the day and want to shoot, there was a man first. You a man before anything.
Right, right.
And I feel like a lot of these young niggas in like the 2000s, they losing their masculinity, you know what I'm saying? I think it's by design, and I think it's going right over their head, and they just falling right into the
Yeah, track. they don't understand what it is, man, because a lot of people think they men because they toting big old guns, talking about they got the dick on the gun and all this other shit. Man, I just don't see how you walking around with 50 inches of steel hanging out your fucking pants thinking the police ain't going to fuck with you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's why I try to, like, instill on my... I got, my little brother, you know, he at that point, he like 15, so he on that point... Right now, where he, you know what I'm saying, could be influenced by certain, I'm trying to tell him, like, bro, man, be a man before anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't let these young niggas that you're in the generation with, because, man, a lot of these niggas, they going down a steep hole. Yeah. They going down a steep decline right now. And this is going to happen. I'm just trying to at least encourage the people I care about to, man, just wake up and just see where it's going. Because these new niggas, man, they weird.
Yeah, these motherfuckers way out there, man. That's why I'm glad I have a platform to talk about this type of shit. Like earlier today, man, I'm catching how they disrespect older folks. They don't have no respect for them and all this other shit. And a lot of them don't understand the concept of being a good man. Because as soon as they talk to a woman, they want to eat booty and shit, man. Where this booty eating shit come from,
hey,
man?
Wait, bro, come on, man. Look, T. Now, T, you about to talk about something for real. Now, because look, I'm like... Back in my, you know what I'm saying? When I was growing up, if you eat a bitch out, you know what I'm saying? Eat a woman out, then that's something. That's freaky.
Right.
You getting freaky.
Right.
And I'm like, these niggas today eating ass like it's drinking water. You know what I'm saying? Well, like, where that come from? Like, that is fucking nasty.
Son. I have no fucking idea. That's what's fucking my head up. And then some of the shit they be out here trying to eat, man. Come on, man. Would you go in a grocery store and stick your hand in and buy the bag of grapes that everybody been eating out of? Or would you want the grapes that ain't nobody touching? Right. Niggas eating $40 booty, man. Come on, you wouldn't put your feet in a pair of $40 shoes, but you're going to eat some $40.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, Doug, that's all it's costing.
Yeah,
you know that's the market ring, $40. Get you all around the world. So why would you do that? Girl, that don't make no sense. But you know what, though? That's
the
new niggas.
Yeah, that's why we can't trust them new niggas, man. They got the...
I ain't trust none of them new niggas.
And then they growing up, you know, I think our generation... I'm going to be honest, my generation kind of dropped the ball because a lot of us not being father figures to these little cats out here.
Right.
Direction, and they look into the music and they hear the shit that's going in the music and figure, okay, this is what I do to get where I need to go at. Nah, that shit don't work like that for everybody, man.
It don't.
All the underlying shit that go on with motherfuckers out here selling drugs and robbing people,
yep,
living a fucking thug life per se, you know what I'm saying? Even the nigga Pac, man, when he was living thug life, look what happened. You feel what I'm saying?
Shot,
yeah,
jail.
You know what I'm saying? All this thugging shit ain't gonna get you nowhere. So most of the grown-ups and the people of our era that was started out thug life, now you see they business people. They owning teams. Mm-hmm. They got companies going on. And we ain't showing our youngsters the way to success. You know what I'm saying? We setting them up for failure by leaving them out here to defend on their own. They just looking at images and want to portray an image. Now the image...
That's why, you know, man, I feel like I commend you on saying that, because most people don't think like that. Most people just feel like you can't whine over spilled milk. But sometimes you want to help pick it up, you know what I'm saying? And you're right, because not having like a father figure in your life that could play a big role in your life, because my dad died when I was one.
Right.
So, you know, I didn't really have a chance to have a father figure in my life. But what I did, what most people don't do, you can't blame them because nobody teaches you this. Like, I just had male role models in my life, and I just take like a small piece of this, because like, I got like my Uncle Drake, man. He got a good heart. My Uncle Chris, he passionate about this. I got this family friend who do this really well. I'm going to just take all these things and try to incorporate them into myself. You know what I'm saying? So for anybody out there listening right now, you know what I'm saying? If you're going through that type of situation, man, just try to, if you ain't got no father figure, no male figure in your life, just, you know what I'm saying, try to branch out the good people and just take small bits and pieces from them and just
That's good advice, man, because you got a lot of people that fathers growing up not in the house, fathers in jail, and, you know, they feel like don't nobody care about them, so they have to run to them.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? And I understand.
For real.
I kind of grew up without my dad being there full time. I knew who he was, but he wasn't in the house with me. But I had an opportunity to change certain things about how I was.
Exactly.
My kids, so my kids won't come up like that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I think our kids, they got the wrong idea about a lot of shit. Like, they walk around with these sagging ass pants on, man. They don't understand that concept came from prison. You know what I'm saying? That's a prison concept where
the men walk around
with their pants sagging to show that they somebody bitch. Now, you walking out here with these dirty ass drawers on, pants on, motherfucking knees. You get mad because a nigga disrespecting you. But if you carry yourself like a whorish female, what you expect a nigga to do? Treat you like a hoe.
Yeah. That's what it is, man.
You know what I'm saying? You
dress like a wide receiver, I'm gonna throw you a touchdown.
There you go, man.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
In my mind, it's like this here, whether you pitching or catching, you in that fucking game. You know what I'm saying? These niggas,
you in that game, that's it.
I had a little chick talk to a dude the other day. I'm listening to their conversation, ear hustling, you know. I'm standing in the background. She gonna ask him, well, if we do something, can I stick my finger in your booty? This nigga, he like, man, that depends. I'm like, depends on what, nigga?
It depends.
What the fuck is going on?
Let me tell you something. If it depends on anything besides her getting punched in her fucking face, I got news about that nigga. That nigga's gay.
Ain't no
grown ass man want nobody on me ass. Man.
Yeah.
Nobody.
That's how I feel about the situation too. That the nigga got some kind of, you know, underlying. But each his own. Each his own. If that's what you like, fingers in your ass, that's on you and your ass. But keep that shit over there. I'm just saying, man. I know niggas are doing shit that got the game all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And that shit there is horrible, man. You going from eating to getting fingers stuck in your ass. So I don't know how to respect you or how to come at you. You know what I'm saying?
You can't, because that's them new niggas over there. You gotta watch them new niggas over there, man. Matter of fact, I'm gonna make a song called Them New Niggas Over There, and I'm gonna have to add that bitch on.
Shit, now that'll be, man. Hey, look, now y'all hearing?
I really ain't rocking with these dudes. Like,
on this
podcast.
Now I'm gonna hold you to that, and I'm gonna rock that motherfucker, because them new niggas got shit all fucked up.
Bro, them new niggas, man, look, now I'm one of them people who, like, I don't like to judge who I see to myself, but man, them new niggas, they make you raise your eyebrows, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. So, I see, especially when I go back to New Orleans, man, I feel like New Orleans really hurt me when I go back, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah,
I'm back.
Yeah. Well, back to what we were saying, man. with the situation with our youngsters, man, I like your music because you have a message, man. And the message that you have, it's not no mumble message. It's a straight, direct message that you can understand. You know what I'm saying? I ain't taking nothing away from the artists that they got going on out here today with the raps that they got. But a lot of this shit is garbage, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of it ain't rap. It's just beats with people saying shit.
That's right. That's right.
And if you're going to make...
I feel like a lot of these like new artists, they're doing it just because. Like, when I make music, bro, I make it because of how I feel inside, man. And I feel like that's just the way it's supposed to be. If you're not doing this because you feel like you got a message to put out, you feel like, you know what I'm saying, you're speaking from the soul, then I don't know why you're doing it, to be honest.
Well, a lot of people doing it because I figure that's they way out. You know what I'm saying? They make a little song, you make your little money. But the problem with that is they go to living a lifestyle that they're not used to. They go to doing things that they never did before, and they get them in a lot of trouble. Because a lot of the young rappers today that come out end up making a song and going to jail.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So what's the purpose of starting a career if that bitch gonna be over within 5 minutes, you know what I'm saying? So it really don't make no sense. And our hustle gotta become a different hustle. As black folks, we need to promote each other, you know what I'm saying, and uplift each other.
You hit the nail on the head with that one, bro, for real.
I mean, I'm with black people, bro, and I'm with the Black Lives Matter situation, you know what I'm saying? I'm pro Black Lives Matter, but black lives have to matter to us more than it matters to other people.
Exactly.
When I say us, I mean black people, because black lives don't matter unless the police start doing us something. Black lives should matter to each and every black person.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it shouldn't just be a saying. It should be a way of life for black people. If black lives matter to each other, that means we should help each other more than what we do. Our thing is we act like crabs in a bucket. You see one person getting somewhere, you try to pull them down. That ain't me. I want us to be able to uplift each other. You know what I'm saying? Help
each other.
When Vietnamese people them come here, man, they all pile together, live together, build a house, do their thing, get their businesses started. We the only people that came to this place against our will and still divided in a place that don't like us. So when were we going to come together and make this place ours? Because we built it. We sustained it. Anything white people made, black people came and made it better. And I ain't going to just say black people. I'm going to say people of color. Because, you know, I ain't going to lie. I give shots out to white people because I ain't got no problem with white people. They invent some tight shit. They do some nice shit. But when you want some fire shit to happen in the shit white people invent, bring some black folks in there or some Mexicans. See them Dominican Republican motherfuckers, man, them some hard-hitting motherfuckers. They ain't nothing like the regular Mexicans. See, the ones that look like us and talk Spanish, you, what's up, my dude? And they que paso, and you like, what the fuck? Yeah, Mexican. And it's a baseball swinging, playing motherfucker. Just like black people, basketball and football. Everybody got their lane, you know what I'm saying? Like, white people, their lane is killing people. I'm going to stay the fuck about that lane, because I ain't got time to be going by all the bullets packing lunches and shit, running people. Right. You know what I'm saying? Our problem is when it comes down to killing people, we don't ever hit the right motherfucker. You'll shoot up a whole house and don't hit the bitch you shooting at.
Everybody but him.
Yeah, this motherfucker on Facebook talking about you ain't get me. White people, they pack a lunch, a fucking duffel bag, and everything. Man. Extra guns and start at home. Them motherfuckers will kill the whole house. And go down the street, kill 3 or 4 neighbors, go in the store and kill 4 or 5 other people, and walk the fuck off down the street like ain't nothing happened.
And the police gonna take on the Burger King.
You fucking well right. Get you something to eat. Let a nigga shoot a squirrel and watch what's gonna happen. Beat the fuck up.
But you know what gets to me, bro? Like, you're talking about black people sticking together, bro. I think it really starts with self-worth. Like, you gotta just know, like, how much we mean to this country. So because black people really don't know how much they mean to this country, dog.
And that's like, a great part.
Without black people, bro, this country would be so tasty. I'm not even saying that because I'm... You got to think about everybody want to be black. Son.
Yeah, just you like, ain't like...
Just like Paul Mooney said, everybody want to be a nigga, but nobody want to be a nigga.
Right.
Hispanic saying nigga, Asian saying nigga, white people saying nigga, everybody gonna be quick. I don't want to sag my pants. Or I'm gonna do this, or I'm gonna do that. Some of that people trying to be like them. You know what I'm saying? So while y'all trying to be like them, they really trying to be like us. All the dances we make, where we talk, where we vibe, everything, they wanna be like us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we trying to be like them.
Yeah, because we want the money, man. We want to live the comfortable lives. You know what I'm saying? In our eyes, white folks live better lives than us. And in some aspects, that's true. But you have to look at your quality of life versus their quality of life. You know what I'm saying? You can be broke as a motherfucker and have a rich life.
Exactly. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
All right. Everybody live the same life. It's what you make out of your life when it comes down to living. You know what I'm saying?
It's about what make you happy. Like, bro, I'm a firm believer it's about what make you happy. Like, for me, money don't make me happy. Like, knowing my family well off, that's the type of stuff that make me happy. Like,
right.
If I live to be 80 years old and my whole family love me to death and I don't be rich, I die in peace. If I was to be rich and my whole family hated me, I'd die miserably. I wouldn't even be able to sleep right.
Right. And that's the type of mentality we need to have, because it's not all about getting the money, because once you get the money, that's going to bring on a whole new set of problems. You have to have riches in the life that you're living. You got to know what you're living for, what your worth is in life. And like you were saying earlier, a lot of black people don't know their worth, man. And if you don't know your worth, you're going to fall for anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to people, you know, I hear them, man, I'm making $9 an hour. Man, I'm doing good. Shit, in reality, man, you still struggling like a motherfucker making $9 an hour.
Exactly. Ain't nothing smacking the face.
Right. You got a lot of black people happy to make $9 an hour because they've been making $7 an hour for so long.
Exactly. They just giving you a little piece of what they got. A little piece of making you think you got something.
Right, and you really don't have shit because you're still struggling to pay your bills. You can't go eat out and do all the shit that they do. You know what I'm saying? You get benefits, but if you get benefits from the government got to keep tabs on everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way for us to come up when it comes down to the American government. So that means black people need to help each other come up. We need to stop robbing our black-owned stores. We need to stop robbing our hood people. We need to come together, think of a plan to uplift us. If we can come together and ride when white people fuck over us, why we can't come together and make a change for black people? This is our America, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. We built this motherfucker.
Let me tell you something, bro. If that happens, that's gonna be scary. I fear the day that happens because, bro, America not ready for that. So if that actually happens, I think it might be a war. Because so much of the country depends on keeping a certain percentage of people down. If people woke up, oh my God.
Yeah, that's why we're in a nation of sleeping people, and the government is trying to keep us sleeping. We got a lot of candidates out there running on different platforms trying to become the president. The thing is, to me, a president ain't nothing but a dictator. He gonna dictate what other people want you to do. He can make up rules, but it's up to us to follow the rules. You know, that's like motherfuckers say drugs is illegal. But look how many motherfuckers hooked on drugs.
Exactly. Guns are the one about getting shot up.
Right. So you're not doing nothing to stop the money situation from coming in. So whatever y'all call illegal is really legal. It's illegal to black people, but it's legal for white folks. Check this shit out. Now, you can have an ounce on you that's in bags, in little bitty nickel bags. So, okay, you might be the type of motherfucker that don't want break up your weed all the time. I got my shit in a bag. I'm rolling the blunt. I don't sell weed. But if you get caught with nickel bags, that's a distributing charge. If you get caught with the same amount of weed in one regular bag, that's just a possession charge. Now, who you think that law was made for? It wasn't made for white people. It was made for black people because they know white people ain't going to bag their shit up. They're going to get a big ass bag of whatever they have, keep their shit and smoke. So if you get caught with it, it's possession. Black people, anything with a bag, scale, or anything around it, that's an intent to distribute. You might be the type of motherfucker that don't trust your weed man. You know what I'm saying? This nigga bring me a motherfucking ounce. He says ounce. I want to make sure it's ounce. So I'm going to put it on the scale, too.
Exactly.
But no, can't go over that motherfucker, you selling drugs. They don't have to catch you selling drugs to nobody. All they got to do is catch you with a couple of things. Same white man can get caught with a scale. He going to tell him, I'm a baker. I need this here to weigh out my flour. You know what? They going to believe that shit.
Yep.
You ain't no fucking baker. Nigga, where you baking at? What fucking, what Panera bread you working? That's the first thing they going to ask you. Let me see your work ID, nigga. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Man. They don't fuck about nothing that a black person do. So we have to create a lane for ourselves.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The police don't give a fuck about us. They try to kill us. We, our president, the only black president we ever had, he tried. They knocked him down on a lot of shit that they did. Now we got this Ernst president. And I'm going to tell you some real shit. He could be the president of United States. Well, of America, not United States of America, but America, South America, not North America. Let his ass go over there to them other countries and fuck that up. Spend your money on some other shit. You know what I'm saying? Because this motherfucker, man, he got me all fucked up. He changing predictions on the map and shit, telling people they lying about what's going on. I have never seen the world so fucking confused when it comes down to having a leader. And if our leader is like that, imagine how the rest of the world looking at us, man.
Teaching
devices,
man.
Yeah, and not just that. We got a dumbass leader, so you know they're not respecting us.
Nope.
You get on TV and say shit that ain't got no business being said, and you want the rest of the world to respect us as a superpower. Yeah, we are a superpower, but you putting the power in the wrong hands. The hands that had the power that can make a difference, they're not going to let them in office.
Nope.
We're not going to get those people. America does not belong to us until we take it back. We built America. They stole it, but we built it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I have yet to see where I can just pull up on some land and conquer that shit or discover some shit. They got a lot of wolves out there. Now, if
so
I go
discover me a Tesla in about 5 minutes, if that's the case.
Yeah, that's the point that I'm making. Why I can't take a fucking axe and go knock down a whole bunch of trees and say, this is my land. I discovered this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm about to go discover a nigga 10-bedroom house. How about that?
You know what I'm saying? But nah, us, we robbing motherfuckers. Nah, this whole country was built on them taking some shit. Now, we'll go to jail for that shit. They not. They can take whatever the fuck they want. And if they don't take it, they're going to figure out a law to stop us from having it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So we come in at to look out for ourselves. Now, you know,
exactly.
With the music situation with me, that enlightens the world on who we are. You know what I'm saying? And then by white kids wanting to hear black music, we have a lot of influence on white kids, man. Like you were saying earlier, how they dressing like us and talking like us. I've seen so many white people call each other niggas, man. Everybody a nigga. And
like
ain't
I said, man, everybody want to be a nigga, but nobody want to be a nigga.
Right. And if you knew how hard it is to be a nigga for real, they wouldn't want to be no nigga. They only
I'm
like
us. I'm trying to tell you, man.
They only like us.
A nigga, that's a 24-hour job, bro.
Fucking all right. You wake up a nigga and go to sleep a nigga.
Man, that's you even go to sleep. Why you sleeping, you a nigga? You ain't forget about that. I'm dreaming a nigga.
You fucking well right. And you know what we do? We call each other niggas and we put each other down. We need to start uplifting each other. But I'm...
Thank you. showtime. But Rashad told me when I make it, this a habit. Fuck niggas with the lips smacking, but my K clap for any fuck nigga who want it. Bitch, I'm a fool, I'm a donkey. Bitch, I go dumb and retarded, and all that beef shit I'm on it. But look, I ain't with the social beef, that's why I ain't respond to you. I got a thing called a problem solving, it'll take it off your mind for you. That limelight that you want, that's a no for you. Toe tags and body bags, that's a go for you. Yeah, that's a go for you. Bitch, boys knocking on 30, man, and still no hits. You a whole lot of things, but you still ain't shit. Old heads, favorite line be like, back in my day, back in my day. Ride the wave. Ride the motherfucking wave, ride the motherfucking wave. Ride the motherfucking wave, nigga. Ride the motherfucking wave.
Man, I can't sleep, sushis, take a break. Man, I can't, gotta get back to the gate. If I don't, then who gon' get a town with they fiend on what they need? Yeah, I'm all the city needs. I've been up for 2 weeks, man, I can't sleep, sushis, take a break. Man, I can't, gotta get back to the gate. If I don't, then who gon' get a town with they fiend on what they need? Yeah, I'm all the city needs.
Turmoil in my circle, so I had to go my own route. Phone call with Rashad, we linked up and started waves out. Bunch of friends around me and they all start to vanish. Pushing all the nigga buttons, but I never hit the panic. I just move on. I work you with the tool if you move wrong. Jeff say fuck the haters, boy, you always been a man. Any day that you not under, then you always got a chance.
I've been up for 2 weeks, man, I can't sleep, sushis, take a break. Man, I can't, gotta get back to the gate. If I don't, then who gon' get a town with they fiend on what they need? Yeah, I'm all the city needs. I've been up for 2 weeks, man, I can't sleep, sushis, take a break. Man, I can't, gotta get back to the gate. If I don't, then who gon' get a town with they fiend on what they need? Yeah, I'm all the city needs.
Yeah, the city on my shoulders, I'm taking over. I thought I told you, before you develop, I think I just might expose you. Got him shaking up, he on a Polaroid. Now I don't gotta post, the city already know the boy, yeah. I can't take it easy, ain't that simple. I could probably take it here with the shit that's in my mental. This is grind time, tap into the timeline. It's a fine line between saying you put on and what that really mean. Every single night I'm up late, I don't believe in downtime. Don't do too many updates. I've been gone for like a minute, had to come and touch base with the gang. Waves only what I'm hearing, so I'm on the same page. I got a tight schedule, my time is valuable. Can't you see the nice bezels? I'm finally on the right level, get it how I live it. If you with it, then you with it. And if not, you shouldn't change. It won't make a difference, yeah, yeah.
I've been up for 2 weeks, man, I can't sleep. Sushis, take a break, man, I can't. Gotta get back to the gate. If I don't, then who gon' get a town with they fiend on what they need? Yeah, I'm all the city needs. I've been up for 2 weeks, man, I can't sleep. Soon she's take a break, man, I can't. Gotta get back to the gate. If I don't, then who gon' get a town with they fiend? I'm what they need. Yeah, I'm all the city needs.
Shouts out ISO.
Nah. I'm a soul in a young
double
Mac.
Double G.
And a young Mac.
Bugsy B. 2G. I'm a old soul in a young Mac. A young I was gon' hit her up, but then she hit me back like,
you make me feel like, you make me feel like.
I'm a old soul and a young Mac. Green light swing through, come through. That's a fact, yeah.
You make me feel like, you make me feel like.
I'm a old soul and a young Mac. Top back Cadillac. I'm a old soul and a young Mac. So classic, old school, so throwback. Iceberg Slim, what you know about that? Make a chick feel like a lady, what you know about that?
You make me feel like, you make me feel like.
Doing my way later on my place, hit you up sometime Friday. Sideways, I ain't tryna make it wait. I been working, now I'm off. What's poppin'? Have a few suggestions mixed with a few options. Oh, you just finished shopping? I just finished working out, listed a couple ounces. Tryna build with your girl, so you know I'm about it. Thin line between love and hate. Can't act like everything, oh, so great. I wear my feelings on my face. Sippin' up my pimp cup. Shorty come around, then she twist my grapes up. Finger tucked from the trigger, can't slip up. See him watchin' waiting for me to come trip up. I hate when she see that side of this nigga. Fuck that nonsense, I wanna be with you, pencil tie me. I'm a old soul and a young Mac. I was gon' hit her up, but then she hit me back like,
you make me feel like, you make me feel like.
I'm a old soul and a young Mac. Green light swing through, come through. That's a fact, yeah.
You make me feel like, you make me feel like.
I'm a old soul and a young Mac. Top back Cadillac. I'm a old soul and a young Mac. So classic, old school, so throwback. Iceberg Slim, what you know about that? Make a trick feel like a lady, what you know about that?
You make me feel like, you make me feel like.
I'm a old soul when a young Mac. You would think she playing in a game the way she run it back. Uncle Elroy, tell her take it easy on my back. Tryna scratch with the pillow, make it easy to relax. Yeah, you not rocking with the best. I tell her what she wanna hear, make her don't stress. Got a heart full of gold, but she feel it in the flesh. But it's kinda cold when I think about a check. Tryna get it in check, know that's something that you can't do. I'm built strong, baby, something like a bamboo. If you move on, shit happen, I won't trip. That's just something that I can't view. But I would never lie, I'm not the guy to pick a fight or change your mind, I'll make it cry. I got a old soul, but I'm still a Mac. She tryna feel it in her ribs, I know she want a baby back.
I'm a old soul and a young Mac. I was gon' hit her up, but then she hit me back like,
you make me feel like, you make me feel like.
I'm a old soul and a young Mac. Green light swing through, come through. That's a fact,
yeah. You make me feel like, you make me feel like. I'm a old soul in a young Mac, top back Cadillac. I'm a old soul in a young Mac, so classic, old school, so throwback. Iceberg Slim, what you know about that? Make a chick feel like a lady, what you know about that? You make me feel like, you make me feel
like. Hey, 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 welcome back to the Insanity Room. This is another episode. I'd like to welcome y'all in. I'm your host, T. Insane. Today's guest is going to be Dee Soosberry. I'll have him in the studio with me in a little while. But as I'm waiting on Dee Soosberry, I have to say my heart goes out to the people in the Bahamas, Florida, Carolinas. The tropical storm Dorian has created a lot of mass hysteria, a lot of displaced people, and a lot of hurt. It brings back a lot of memories for me because I was a survivor of Katrina. I would never call myself a victim because I'm not allowed to be a victim. A victim is somebody that been wronged and ravished by wrongdoing. Now, it was a natural disaster, so I can't say I was a victim. I'm a survivor of a natural disaster. And I survived a natural disaster in a way I would never thought I would be able to survive it. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to give you a little background on me with Katrina. Now, Katrina, I thought it was bad. You know, I done seen some hurricanes since then that was worse. And I won't never compare Dorian to Katrina. We lost a lot of people in Katrina. We don't know how many people they lost in Dorian. But at the same time, it's still lost. The place is still ravaged. You know, so my heart goes out to those people. I done seen a lot of people on Facebook, a lot of people on the news. And my thing is, our president, wow. But before I get to him, anyway, the background I was giving you on Katrina was, I stayed in New Orleans when Katrina hit, and 5 days after Katrina hit. So Katrina hit that Monday, I left that Friday. And the chaos I seen in the city of New Orleans, and the way we was treated by our officials, by the police, the very people that was supposed to help you, it was a shame and a disgrace. Now, with that being said, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of hard to look at a natural disaster and say, well, man, I hope this don't happen, I hope that don't happen, I hope this don't happen, I hope that don't happen. You wish for the best out of every situation. But in those situations, people break and crack under pressure. So certain things go to happening, communication breakdown. Now, with that being said, I stayed and I maintained a Volunteers of America building. Now, if anybody know what a Volunteer of America building is, it's like a assisted living building for old people, handicapped people. You know, it's basically a big old folks home. You know, and it was 8 floors. Elevator went out. Most of the people in there had nothing but what they had. You know what I'm saying? Old people couldn't get to them and none of that stuff. They had medicine they needed. They couldn't get the medicine they needed. Drinks. They couldn't get the drinks. So what I did, now, mind you, I have never been camping. I've never been a Boy Scout. You know what I'm saying? What I did, I tried my best to maintain the building. Now, that building was across the street from a building that I lived in. My wife's mom lived in the Volunteer of America building. That's why I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to leave my mom. I had a small car. Didn't have enough room to put everybody in. So we stayed. Then we fought the storm. I dug a hole in the ground. Used a shopping cart. Broke that sucker up. You know, the little swing door that come back and forth through the back that your kids be running through playing in and shit. I broke that off the shopping cart. Went and got sticks and shit, put it at the bottom of it because I dug a hole in the ground. I put that over the hole, lit the sticks. That shit heated up and I cooked. I cooked what people had. Now, you know, we had water and shit like that for a little while. We had to stop drinking the water. You couldn't get in touch with nobody, so everything ran out. So what I did, I started going to different stores, getting things. Now, here's where our officials and the people that are supposed to protect us come in at. Now, in this building, we had people that were sick and dying, needed water, needed attention. And I went to a group of police, and I was like, look, man, I got a building full of people. You know, they hurt. Old people need dialysis. They need attention. Is there any way I can get some water from y'all? And you know what the police did, man? The motherfuckers turned it to a puddle of water on the ground. That's all the water they got right there, dude. You can get all that water. We ain't got no water. Making short of it, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right, fuck it. No problem. I walked off. Right across the street, they were standing, was a store. While they were standing there talking and giggling and shit, I walked across the street to the store, kicked the fucking door in, walked in the door, got all kind of juice, drinks, water, candy, everything that I could put in the fucking buggy and pushed that motherfucker back past the police and told them, don't worry about the water, I got some juice. Y'all need a juice? And kept on walking. You know they didn't give a fuck because they was worried about themselves. I understood that. They didn't follow me or none of that. But God was with me because I was able to sustain people. You know what I'm saying? I was able to help people and stuff like that. That's what God put on my mind. And for 5 days, I did that. Until that Friday came, couldn't tell you no more. Found somebody. We caught a ride. And I came from out of New Orleans. But there was so many people, finding their people dead, displaced. And I'm just hoping this storm don't turn into something bigger than what it was. You know what I'm saying? The aftermath of the storm. See, the storm is one thing. But the cleanup behind the storm is a whole different thing. And when I say the cleanup, I mean putting your life back together. Because I came up here. And when I made it to Baton Rouge, when I say up here, I say Baton Rouge. When I made it to Baton Rouge, I went through another storm, Gustav. That, you know, did some stuff. Then I went through another situation, a 2016 flood. So all these things prepared me. And each time I was prepared better and better and better. Till when the 2016 flood came, I was so prepared that I wasn't worried about it. Everything worked fine for me. And God had put it in me to be able to survive. Now, what I'm saying is reach out, help as many people as you can. Don't turn a blind eye to people telling you how they feel, because after stuff like that, you tend to get depressed. You tend to think ain't nothing good going to happen to you. So you need an uplifting hand. You know what I'm saying? And the uplifting hand comes from people like me and you. God put us here for a reason. That's to love one another. So the only thing we're supposed to do is love one another. Anytime God give his son for love, for us, all we need to do is love. I'm going to be real with you. I ain't making fun of God or none of that. But I wouldn't give my only son that I made by a virgin up for that. It wouldn't happen for nobody. I'm going to be honest with you. Because the shit I see on Facebook, I don't think us as human beings are worthy. We're fighting over gun laws and gun control laws. And people are dying in the street. You worrying about the dollar. We worrying about lives. Ain't nothing more important to Americans than a dollar. And to me, a dollar is the problem. You know what I'm saying? We don't have enough dollars. The problem is we got too much dollars, don't know what to do with it. We're not putting it in the right place. We got a presidential candidate that's running for president. Now, he's an Asian American, I guess. And he want to put $1,000 in every American's pocket. Now, don't get me wrong, that sound good. But you know they're not about to let him win talking like that. That's good for the people to get on your side and give our old fake-ass votes. But you know the votes ain't counting. We're not the electives, so it ain't going to count. But that sounds like a plan. You know, everybody could have did that. Our system could have been a whole lot better. We could have been living a whole lot better. You want to be the greatest country in the world. But you bicker amongst yourself. A house divided is a house that will not stand. And one of the things we have a problem with is our president. This motherfucker drawing on maps and shit, he make it so motherfucking easy for me to talk about him. You know what I'm saying? Because he's like the dumbest motherfucker in the world. Then they ask him about it, he denying and shit like he ain't do it, like he a 12-year-old. Get the fuck out of here, man. You are the president. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine having a conversation with this motherfucker? Well, look, Donald, I was thinking about putting money in your campaign, but you had said you don't need nobody. Said, oh, I don't recall that. You know what? Keep your money. I was going to put your money. That's the type of shit he do, like a 12-year-old. This nigga, and I call him a nigga because he ain't white. He orange. You know what I'm saying? He's a color president. And again, I'm going to ask y'all, if we going to vote for him, vote for him to be the president of South America. You know what I'm saying? We don't want him to be our president no more. He can still be president, but be president of the Galapagos Islands or some shit. Well, we don't need your ass. You know what I'm saying? Because this motherfucker about to fuck all us up. Y'all sitting around thinking it's a fucking game. It ain't no game, man. It ain't no motherfucking game. You know what I'm saying? Now, check this shit out. I was on Facebook not too long ago. Now, I'm talking about Facebook. I tend to click up with little social groups. I got to give a shout out to Gee, Funny, and Sean. They're like one of my favorite social network groups. It's a father and son group. And they do their thing, man. Their comedy is good. I like him. You know what I'm saying? He's cool as fuck. I like the way his shit go. You know what I'm saying? I got to give it to him black. You know what I'm saying? With the cursing and everything. So y'all can understand what I mean. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes a curse word just let everybody know how you feel. You know what I'm saying? Like if a motherfucker getting on your nerves. You know what I'm saying? Get out of my face. Okay, that ain't worth it. Man, get the fuck out of my face, bitch. Damn, that caught their attention. See, curse words put an exclamation on everything. Stop your ass from being like, what? Huh? Once that curse word comes, you know the shit's serious. So, Gee, Funny, and Sean, to me, are some funny motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? They're like one of the funniest things on the internet. So, I'm giving shouts out to Gee, Funny, and Sean. If y'all don't know them, look them up on YouTube, look them up on Facebook, look them up on IG. I mean, it's a beautiful thing when a father and son can link up and do some things. And his son ain't number 8 years old. You know what I'm saying? My favorite thing, and I find myself doing this shit now, it look like I care. Look like I give a fuck. Because I don't. And his son will come back with, but that's besides the point. You know what I'm saying? So they got this tandem that's so beautiful. And that's, you know what I'm saying, what I'm looking for when it comes down to people enjoying themselves. A tandem. You have to find a click and a niche in life, you know what I'm saying, to make sure everything is copacetic, to make sure everything is going all right in your life. You know what I'm saying? When you show love to people and show, I'm getting stuck on words. I wanna find the right word. When you show love and empathy and sympathy to people, that puts you in a better light as a person. Some people be scared to talk to people because they don't know how. But if you just say, how you doing today? You don't look like you're doing too good. If you need to talk, come holler at me. You'll be surprised how people will open up. And right now, through the mass shootings and the natural disaster that's going on, we need a lot more people to be friends and be friendly. You know what I'm saying? And then, on top of that, social media. Social media can drive you crazy because you can try not to think about it. You jump on social media, you're going to see it. It's going to drive you. So, from me to the people that's having problems and trying to get rid of the problems, stay off of social media for a little while because social media will eradicate your problem. You know what I'm saying? Shit, nigga, I'm trying to say the words and I ain't going to block this shit out. I'm going to keep it 100, you know what I'm saying? Exacerbate the problem. Put it like that. You know what I'm saying? I had to talk to get my word out. But, you know what I'm saying? It's a show for the people, by the people, by your boy, T-Insane. I'm just letting y'all know what it is. Now, I'll be back in a little bit after I play y'all some music. So, I'll be back. Enjoy these songs.
Bangle. G. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 We ain't come to hurt nobody.
Nope. Yeah.
We just came to turn up the party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And I can tell the little mama naughty. She driving me fast like a Ferrari. Yeah. No feelings when I ditch ass, tell her ain't no sorry. No feelings when I ditch ass, tell her ain't no sorry. No sorry.
No sorry.
No sorry.
No sorry.
We ain't come to hurt nobody.
just turn up the party. Slide up on the shorty just like a window. Toss to a blunt, sparked up a combo. Give and go, pick and roll, dish off like Rondo. Party in the south side, jugging in the condo. Suffocated in smoke clouds, we fruited like mambos. Catch us 5D, strapped up in a Tahoe. In a two-seater, plus I got Manawa kicking it like Tebow at the Cribbo with a Slim Ho. Ain't no Netflix, record the scene like it's TiVo. Give a vitamin D, after I toss a salad. J Bangle, always keep a bad bitch. Yellow bone, skinny waist, take dick like a savage. She watch me wrap it up, pack it up, ship it out, and then I stack it, kick a shit with your bitch. You should always see I'm maggot playing the game so raw. You could go and they stay mattin'. We so funky, moonwalking on the Stratus. We ain't come to hurt nobody. We just came to turn up the party. And I can tell the little mama naughty. She driving me fast like a Ferrari. No feelings when I ditch your ass, tell her ain't no sorry. No feelings when I ditch your ass, tell her ain't no sorry. No sorry, no sorry, no sorry, no sorry. We ain't come to hurt nobody, just turn up the party. Shorty two shots back to back, yeah, it's 2G. Poppin' Zane, smoking weed, tell my vision loony. Sucker and sucker tash, I got some brand new pussy. Me and Drewski, baby, chopping it up like Bruce Lee. Wax on and wax off, Mr. Miyagi goodies. Late night rubbing my back, want some of that pussy. Turned around, smacked on the tush, ate my bacon, egg and cheese sandwich. Went up in the bedroom and I did my damage. Swag it clean, like ceramic and a napkin. Feel like shaking 99, the rebounds that I'm stacked in. Don't get it twisted, you next in line behind my mistress. Hit her, then I pass her the skipper. He tossed her up and shallow tipped her. Bounce of the T, him and Lee teamed up. Flipped up, flip when I step with on my left. Laying in my left, I got the tech. No color rough, caught your bluff. Now these niggas tryna blow you on your set, homie. We ain't come to hurt nobody. We just came to turn up the party. And I can tell the little mama naughty. She driving me fast like a Ferrari. No feelings when I ditch your ass, tell her ain't no sorry. No feelings when I ditch your ass, tell her ain't no sorry. No sorry, no sorry, no sorry, no sorry. We ain't come to hurt nobody, just turn up the party.
Double, double, double J, double,
bangle,
double, 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 double J,
bangle,
bangle, bangle, J bangle,
bangle, bangle, bangle.
I got my swag and my own flow,
bangle, bangle, bangle.
I got my own style, nigga.
Double J,
Lego, country grammar, you can hear it in my accent. I'm that nigga, you the past tense, feel it in our bones. Way past 10, speakers thrashing, tell your skirt and guns blasting. Shut your mouth, hold that noise, loud capping. Got a rubber in my pocket while I'm smashing. Country grammar, you can hear it in my accent. I'm that nigga, you the past 10. I'm that nigga, you the past 10. Rolling with your seed in the ass, they acting. Money in my vision, it got me spazzing. Can't kick my feet up, ain't no time for relaxing. Chase these bitches, bitch, I'm ballin' like a maverick. Before I turn 21, nigga been a savage. Knucklehead number 8, Brussels sprouts and carrots. Pockets on romaine, fillin' up with cabbage. Need something new today, so I'm straight taxin'. Up, no slackin'. Michael Jackson zippers rap sheet. Check the jacket, cash on me like a motherfuckin' packin'. Jack season B, so you know the bank of packin'. I be pimpin'. Straight mackin', ask some hoes about me, bitch, I get it from my daddy. Every pick I'm in, you can catch me with a baddie. Hit the bro up, and it scoop through in that caddy line. Country grammar, you can hear it in my accent. I'm that nigga, you the past tense. Feel it in our bones, way past tense. Speakers thrashing, tell your skirt and guns blastin'. Shut your mouth, hold that noise, loud capping. Got a rubber in my pocket while I'm smashing. Country grammar, you can hear. I'm that nigga,
I'm that nigga.
You the past tense. Dallas, Texas, turned up, getting reckless. Okay. Blunts like a dumbbell, straight flexing. And she got a nigga, but she keep on texting. I keep on replying, drinks on me and I'm buying. Then she diss that nigga, now he out here fucking crying. Hating on me, telling lies to them hoes, straight trifling. You lucky that.
excitement. Getting checks, I just do it like Nike. Hit her with that wham. Hit her with that wham. I know she like that shit. I do and understand. Popping tags, smoking kush, roll up by the gram. Call her Kings, that's my motherfucking fam. Call her Shallow, that's my other fucking hand. Whales on my wrist got me cooler than a fan. Country bottom skate, but I keep a pair of Vans. Hot burning up, and I just might get a tan. I'm hot burning up, and I just got a tan like. Country grandma, you can hear in my accent. I'm that nigga. You the past tense, feel it in our bones. Way past tense. Speakers thrashing, tie your skirt and guns blasting. Shut your mouth, hold that noise. Country grammar, you can hear it in my accent. I'm that nigga, you the past tense.
Yo.
What up, man? Hey, hey, hey. This is the Insanity Room. You live in a place with T Insane. I'm here with Suzberry, Young D. Suzberry. What's going on with you, man?
Man, I'm chilling. You know, trying to put pain where it ain't. How you feeling, big dog?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm good. First off, I'd like to welcome you to the Insanity Room. I hope this won't be the last time I have you on. Well, I know this not going to be the last time.
Definitely not. I'm tuned in every episode, man. Me and everybody I talk to be locked into the Insanity Room, bro. It's always good entertainment, always a good listen.
I appreciate that, man. I mean, you know, I'm just starting, but anything that I can do to make the show better, I surely appreciate it. I'm glad that you are a faithful listener. And today, man, I wanted to talk to you about some of the music that we've been hearing from you. You know what I'm saying? We want to give the people a little background on who you is and where you come from so they can understand what you talking about. You know what I'm saying? So let the people know who you is and where you come from so they can get a little background on you.
Well, like you said, my name D. Suzberry. I grew up in New Orleans in Louisiana. And, you know, growing up in New Orleans, it's a very unique city with a lot of very unique people. And one thing I was taught, like, as a kid was mean what you say and say what you mean.
Right.
So when I try to make music, I try to, you know what I'm saying, emulate what I feel inside. I try to put out things that, you know, I say I really mean. So sometimes you might catch me spazzing out on the song because I'm feeling like that today. And, like, sometimes you might catch me talking about how much I love my family, how much I care about a particular person. I'm just trying to, like, you know,
but see, to me,
with certain people and different things like that.
That's what's up. To me, that's what make a song, the feelings. You know what I'm saying? I mean, anybody can put together some words and have you moving. But if you really want the people to listen to it, you have to have something to say and make the people feel a certain way. And a lot of times, y'all emulate how we feel through music. A lot of us can't, you know, put our words down like that. And a lot of songs y'all make bring that out. And I just want to say I'm thankful and I'm grateful that I have the chance to be one of the first people to, you know what I'm saying, really have you out here to know what's going on with you. The world just don't know what they're in for, man. If they don't know who the fuck D. Suzberry is, they about to find out who D is, man. I'm trying to put them prepared for it, man. See, like, one thing about this Sandy Room, my G, we don't cut no corners. It ain't no such. See, this for us, black people. This for our culture. So,
exactly.
In this motherfucker, that's why it's the Insanity Room. You be yourself, do what you do, say what you say, there's no holds barred. For the simple fact, I, myself, used to be an artist. You know, I done got a little older. I ain't trying to get into the art part of it. I just want to be a platform for people to be able to speak their voice without being bogged down by a certain shit. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of people that don't want you to say this and don't want you to say that. And for me, in order for us to get out there and to be heard, we have to say what we feel.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And feel what we say. A lot of people don't think that because that's what we see. You can't rap about having money if you ain't never had no money.
Exactly. That's why when I make music, I try I make sure, like, I go over everything I say and make sure I ain't saying nothing I ain't really about or something I really ain't got. That's one thing, because, like, you know, I want to get these things. So, of course, I want to talk about the struggle I'm going through right now, what I'm going through. So, when I do obtain those things, I can look back and be like, man, this is how I was living. I was going through this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Look back and reflect on those type of things.
Right. Now, that sounds like a winner to me, man. You know, that means you putting a lot into your craft. You ain't just out here making this ass-shaking music get...
Jump down and make the beat so you know this from retarded.
I don't want no trouble. I don't want no trouble. I don't want no trouble, but Lord knows when it comes. See these streets in Baton Rouge, boy, they can take your life. I say I don't want no trouble, but Lord knows when it comes. See these streets in Baton Rouge, boy, they can take your life. I'm going through a lot of shit with these niggas, they got me fucked up, man. And this bitch, I'm running through my motherfucking life head first. And I can give a damn who I fuck and who I hurt. My mama started telling me it hurt to see a baby running to the dirt. I told my mama not if I can shoot damn first, cause I'ma be that nigga shoot first and be the last nigga standing.
Trump dummy.
I don't want no trouble, but Lord knows when it comes. See these streets in Baton Rouge, boy, they can take your life. I say I don't want no trouble, but Lord knows when it comes. In these streets in Baton Rouge, boy, they can take your life.
There's so much hate up in my city, so I keep it with me. I got a bullet for these niggas so they can't catch me slipping. Bitch, you think a nigga tripping? You better sit down and mind your own business. I'm really getting it out the mud, my money filtered. Roll up a blunt, now I'm pouring up a fifth. He tried to run, so I hit him in the hill. My nigga told me not to spam, so I had to kill.
I don't want no trouble, but Lord knows when it comes. See these streets in Baton Rouge, boy, they can take your life. I don't want no trouble, but Lord knows when it comes. In these streets in Baton Rouge, boy, they can take your life.